Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Real quick, just two guys didn't finish. George Fant dealing with his knee, and then Quincy with an ankle. They'll both be reevaluated tomorrow.
Coach, is there anything you could have done to help the offense convert those field goals into touchdowns rather than settle in for the field goals?
Yeah, it was. You've got all those third down opportunities, and those are the ones that you've got to find a way to convert, just to keep drives alive. And credit to those guys, they did a great job getting off the field, and we could not convert third downs in crunch time to be able to get those points. Whereas in the first half, for those guys, they were able to convert their third downs to big points. So.
That you guys made, especially in week one, happened today, drops, fumbles, penalties in secondary, miscommunications. Like, how frustrating is
it? It is frustrating. You know, it's part of everything that I keep telling you guys about. It is frustrating as hell. But anytime you turn the ball over four times and you only get one takeaway, obviously you're never going to win a football game. We had opportunities in the second half to try to change momentum. I mean, they tried to help us with momentum, going for it on fourth down, miss field goal, just whatever, and we just got to be able to take advantage of those. But it wasn't clicking. We, you have the personal foul penalty that negates what should be a touchdown drive, and it wasn't good. So.
You mentioned that penalty, the personal foul penalty. Corey, can you just talk about what happened? Because, I mean, it seemed like a killer.
Yeah, it's just. Two guys drawn back and forth, got to keep your hands down, and nothing would have happened. But I think because he grabbed the face, he grabbed the other player's helmet, that drew the penalty. But it's two guys drawing at each other, and he's got to be smarter.
Is it extra frustrating or more frustrating that it seems like some of the mistakes that you guys are having and some of the killer mistakes you guys are having, it's not the young guys who are making them.
Our vets are made critical mistakes at critical times. JFM had the third down personal foul, which, ticky-tack or not, had no business. He just doesn't have to. And then Corey, obviously, with the penalty he had. But it's got to get fixed. So.
Got hot fast. What was happening on the first drive? I mean, I think he threw pretty much every down.
They did a good job. They came out, still had a chance on third and goal from, long distance third and goal, and we still had a chance to get off the field, and he's able to get out of the pocket and find somebody at the goal line that scores a touchdown. So it's, we still had our opportunities. Again, same thing. We had three third downs on that drive. Couldn't get off the field. And, and that was the story of the first, the second drive. We got the turnover. Third drive, same thing. We get that third down op from JFM. Get a couple more third down ops that we just don't get off the field. Their third touchdown, same thing. It was a third down op after the turnover where we could get off the field. And so we've got to figure out our third down defense.
Have to know better than going for the big hit on the long touchdown.
He's got to wrap up. You can big hit and wrap up at the same time. He knows that.
How would you assess Flacco's performance?
He obviously didn't get much protection. Up and down. Obviously, it's no different than Baltimore. I'm sure there's a lot of plays that he wants back. But I'm sure he'll say himself that it just wasn't quite good enough.
You're making a change to Mike.
Who saw his first big chance against an all-pro receiver like Jamar? How do you think he fared?
I thought he did a good job. They tried him a couple times early. They got one of them. He was in really good position. He's got to go find it, which quarterbacks keep trying it. He's going to find it. I was really pumped with the way he played, especially early.
Zach to be cleared.
We'll evaluate it all tomorrow, expecting, but again, it's until the doctors say so, I'm going to just say he's being evaluated.
One of the themes of the week, Robert, was their offensive line and Burrow getting sacked a lot. I think you guys ended up with three, but it didn't really feel like it affected the game as much. Were you disappointed the pass rush didn't get to him more than?
I was disappointed that, you know, just from, you know, allowing him to get out of the pocket when he did. You know, we were surrounding him. He was, and then he just finds a way to slip out a couple of times in that first half to create off-schedule opportunities for himself and for his team. Good job by him to stay alive, but those are the ones we got to finish when his head goes down and just find a way to get off a block and make a play. But because it could have been a very disruptive day from the defense if we could have just finished off those couple of third downs that we didn't finish.
What happened with Quinnen and Aaron on the sideline?
Quinnen, so it was after the we sent a pressure, which led to that 60-yard touchdown. And Quinnen's a competitor. He's challenging for a four-man rush, and he just wanted to rush four so he can get an opportunity to win his one-on-one. And so I love the fire. I love all of it. Obviously, we don't need him to go jawing at each other, but he's being competitive, and so he was fine. Quinnen wanted a four-man rush.
Thank you.
And it was, well, after that, he was challenging us as coaches to give him his four-man rush so he can go one his one-on-one, which deservedly he's not wrong. Challenge us he's fine.
On the two injuries, Robert, Dan, is that what he's been dealing with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Quincy looked serious. Obviously, the car quick. Is that, are you thinking that might be season?
I'm not sure. He'll be evaluated tomorrow. I just know, as of now, I just know that it's an ankle.
Involved in the pass game a lot. What did that wrinkle add to your offense?
He's really good in the pass game. Obviously, we got to find some more opportunities for him, but he's a dynamic back. Just get the ball in his hand somehow, and he can make something happen.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.